what's happening day to day with the IHSAA. Here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Bobby Cox.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell with our weekly conversation with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. And Commissioner, congratulations to you, your staff, the member institutions involved in the 46th annual IHSA football championships presented by the Indianapolis Colts. It was a fun weekend. There were some record-setting games, and frankly, I think in five of our six championships, we had really, really solid football.
We did, Bob, and we extend our congratulations to all 12 schools that participated to get to the state finals. Thank our sponsors, the Indianapolis Colts, and then everybody at Lucas Oil Stadium. Just a great tournament. Attendance was up about 7,000 from the previous year. As you mentioned, some record-setting games, great competition, great coaching, student-athletes playing hard, and all in all, a very nice weekend for the association.
Yeah, we come into these, and we always look at it from a standpoint of, you're good to get to this point. The game should be good. But different competition, different players, different circumstances. Sometimes we don't get a great number of good matchups. But this particular weekend, like I said, we had, a quadruple overtime, a record setter. We had games go down to the end. We had one possession types of games in most of the games we played, which in addition to the attendance record, I just think this was as good a show as we've had in a while.
I agree with you, Bob, and I thought, other than the 1A game, we had some really competitive games. We had some really, really interesting matchups. The game, West Lafayette game, was a really fun game for me to watch because it was like the last team to have the ball
right.
was going to win the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And when West Lafayette scored with under a minute, I turned to some of our student advisory kids and I said, I think that's too much time. I'm not sure that they can stop Evansville. And one more play, I don't think they would have.
Oh, I think you're 100% right. And you know what? The other thing, we talked about it last week. We have a couple of new teams, a couple of teams that never been there, a couple of teams that hadn't been there in a while. But you brought up a great point. The West Lafayette Memorial game was literally one of those back-and-forth games, nearly 90 points scored in this game, over 90 points scored in the game. And then on the other end, in the 4A game, which people are still talking about, and they should, quite frankly, in the 4A championship, Dwinger and Evansville Central go scoreless through regulation and the first overtime, and the first time ever you've had a game in a championship to go past two overtimes, which results in a four-overtime win for Bishop Dwinger.
Well, I thought it was really interesting. You got two schools from virtually opposite ends of the state that were almost identically matched.
Mm-hmm.
They played hard. They defended each other. It was hard to score the ball. And they finally, we finally got a victory for Dwinger at the end. But it was a really fun game to watch as well, but just the opposite of the West Lafayette game.
We've never had a situation like Warren Central has had in this calendar year, Commissioner. Undefeated football championship this year, undefeated boys basketball championship last year, girls championship all in calendar year 2018. It is a phenomenal accomplishment for the Warren Central Warriors.
It really is, and their administration, their coaching staffs need to be congratulated for what they do with those young people. They have them at a very high level right now and a lot of positive energy on the east side of Indianapolis and congratulate Warren Central and their whole community for what they've done in basketball and football.
Boys and girls basketball now in full swing. We say this, it will not be long before we're having a pairing show in girls basketball, as crazy as all of this is.
You're right. It's just like we get into fall. We talk about how quick it goes. Well, the winter goes just as fast because we have this little holiday break here in December coming up, and people kind of go to these tournaments and so forth. And once we get past the first of the year, now all of a sudden we're looking at pairing shows and tournament draw and ready to start playing all these tournaments. And in addition to our basketball programs, we've got swimming going on. We've got gymnastics going on. We've got wrestling going on. And so it's a good time for high school kids and a good time for our fan base.
He's the commissioner of the IHSAA, Bobby Cox. This is our weekly conversation about all things IHSAA. Commissioner, it's been great talking to you. I look forward to our conversation next week.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Bar Reeves. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeves Sports on Four Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on the General.
A very pleasant good evening to you, as it is once again time for Bar Reeves Lady Viking Basketball right here on the General, 95.9, 101.3, and AM 1580. Tonight, your Lady Vikings make the winding road trip down to Paoli to take on the Lady Rams. This is John Gear. I'm filling in for Mike DeCourcy here this evening, as I'll be bringing you all the exciting Lady Viking basketball action here, as we've got about 2.5 minutes until tip-off here at Paoli. Both teams are on the court warming up. Just to give you a quick tail of the tape here, Bar Reeves coming into the contest at 1-4. Paoli, so far, I believe, is undefeated. They played their last game against Shoals, won that 84-40. Bar Reeves' last outing against Springs Valley, a tough defeat, losing 53-44. These two teams met approximately 1 year ago, with Paoli doubling up the Lady Vikings, 70-35. John Harrell, who predicts all of the high school boys and girls basketball games, has this a close one, has Paoli favored by 4, 45-41. We'll see how close he is. Hopefully the score changes sides there, and Bar Reeves can come out with a tough road victory here this evening. As we're under 2 minutes to go here before tip-off, we want to go over the prescription shop, prescription for success. And that's going to be pretty simple. It's just taking care of the basketball here tonight and kind of weathering whatever storm that Paoli is going to give them as they get started here. Playing on the road, especially when you have a fairly long road trip, is always tough. So we'll see how the Lady Vikings handle that coming right out of the gate, and hopefully they can get off to a quick start against this Lady Rams team. As we're creeping up on a minute to go here, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back for the tip-off right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barry Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barry Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
John Gear back here at Paoli High School as we are getting ready for the starting lineups. First for the Lady Vikings, starting will be number 14, Tracy Stahl. At the other guard, number 32, Addison Ainsco. At forward, or at the third guard, excuse me, number 30, Melissa Wagler. Number 10, Mariah Bullock. And last but certainly not least, rounding out the starting five for the Lady Vikings, number 50, Rachel Wilson. For Paoli, it's going to look like this. Number 11, E.B. Kirby. Number 12, Madison Street. Number 20, Sierra Manship. Number 33, Jacqueline Rice. And number 22, Kayla Bailey. As we are ready to tip things off here at Paoli, Bar Eve will be in the road black uniforms, trimmed in white and red. Paoli in the home white with purple and yellow trim as Rachel Wilson will jump center for the Lady Vikings as soon as the band stops playing. And we're right on top of the band, so you can probably hear them just as well as you can hear me. So now that we've got through all that, we're ready for basketball here. The ball is up. Barre will control the tip. Ainsco has it as Addison Ainsco will set things up for the Lady Vikings. Gets it over to Bullock. Back up top to Stahl. Over to Ainsco, trying to get it into the post to Wilson. Three-pointer on the way and good. Tracy Stahl gets things started for the Lady Vikings, 3-0, favor of Bar Eve. Paoli right back to the other end, looking to get it down in the post. Ball knocked away by Wilson. It'll stay with the Lady Rams. Nice job by Bar Eve. Got a wide open shot, knocked it down. Have an early 3-0 lead here as Paoli inbounds the basketball. Dumps it inside. Going to draw a foul and head to the free throw line, as that was number 31, Keaton Chastain, as she will go to the line to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play, and does. 3-3 is your score. Paoli going to bring full court pressure. Barreve, nice skip pass. Gets it across easily to Bullock. Bullock takes it all the way in. Off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Rachel is fouled and will head to the free throw line. Nice job by Barre Eve to break the pressure. Get it up court and draw the foul. As we're all knotted up at 3, 7:21 to go here in the first quarter. First free throw by Wilson. Up and good. nothing but the bottom of the net. 4-3 is your score, Bar Eve on top. Wilson steps to the line for the second. Up. Off the mark. Rebounded. Knocked out of bounds. Don't know about that, but it's going to be Paoli basketball as there was a fight for it on the near sideline. Paoli will have it. Street will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Rams. Bar Eve on top, 4-3. 7:13 to go here in the first quarter. Street. Ball's knocked away. Bar Eve leads the break, going the other way. Bullock drives, steps back, kicks it out to Wagler for three. No good. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson up, draws another foul. And Rachel Wilson's going to head to the free throw line for two more as Wilson, extremely active on the offensive rebounding end, which is something that she's going to need to continue here tonight against the Lady Rams. Wilson steps to the line for the first of two shots. First one, in and out. Four to three is your score. Rachel Wilson at the free throw line, looking to connect on the second, and does. 5-3 is your score. Paoli across the timeline. Drive baseline, ball's knocked away. Knocked away again. Paoli retains it. Almost throws it away again. Paoli a little not sure what they're doing there offensively. Having trouble hanging on to the basketball. There's a foul on the play. Mariah Bullock called for the foul as Chastain will head back to the free throw line. Makes good on the first. 5-4 is your score in favor of the Lady Vikings. Second one, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Quickly gets it to Ainsco back across midcourt. Addison Ainsco drives. No foul called. Paoli comes away with it. 6.5 to go here in the first. Bar Eve on top, 5-4. Paoli trying to get it inside. Looks like is their game plan, just not having a whole lot of luck with it so far. Pass stolen away by Ainsco. Ainsco all alone. Layup up and in. Addison Ainsco with her first 2 points of the ball game makes it 7-4 in favor of the Lady Vikings. Paoli right back at it. Street walks it across the timeline. Almost stolen away again. Knocked out of bounds by Stahl. Nice hustle. Nice defensive pressure by the Lady Vikings so far. As we've got a Lady Viking tying a shoe here. Now we're back to action here. 5:54 to go in the first. Bar Eve on top, 7-4. Paoli with the basketball. Street has it. Guarded by Wagler. Street looking to get somewhere, not really being able to find anything. Gets it down low. Chastain up and in. 7-6. Bar Eve on top. Wagler with it, top of the key. Stahl hands it off to Ainsco. Ainsco drives. She's going to take it all the way in. No call. Wilson with the rebound. Draws yet another foul. That is Wilson's fourth offensive rebound of the night. She's going to head back to the free throw line for the third time already here in the first quarter. Rachel steps to the line. First one off the mark. As we got some substitutions for Paoli, number 22, Kayla Bailey, and number 3, Madison Cunningham. Wilson puts up the second. Off the front rim, rebounded by Paoli. Paoli set things up here. Chastain drives, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way and is good by Audrey Blankenbaker. 9-7, Paoli now with the lead. 4:56 to go here in the first. Wilson has it. Left wing. Looking for some movement there. Gets it top of the key to Stahl. Stahl drives inside. Going to call a travel. A little bit of contact on the play. Wasn't able to play through that. And Barrie will turn it over. 4:40 and counting to go here in the first. Paoli on top, 9-7. Cunningham with it to Blankenbaker. She'll drive right. Kicks it over to Manship. Not a whole lot of movement. Gets it down the baseline to Chastain, who has scored, has fouled again, and has scored 6 points so far, and she's going to head back to the free throw line. The only other points of the evening coming on a three-pointer by Audrey Blankenbaker. As Chastain's first free throw off the back iron, no good. 9-7 is still your score in favor of Paoli. 4:20 on the clock here in the first quarter. Chastain back to the free throw line for the second one. It is up, long, no good. Rebounded by Ainsco. And she'll come across the timeline. Gets it over to Wagler. Trying to get it inside to Wilson. Wilson up, off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Paoli. And the Lady Rams bring it the other way. Trying to get it down low. They get it deep into Manship for two. 11-7 is your score. Paoli on top. Ainsco gets it across the line quickly. She's going to basket. No good. Paoli back with it the other way as Chastain's going to lead the break. She drives baseline. Holds up. Gets it out to Cunningham. Back into Chastain. No good. Rebounded by Barrie. Ball's loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. And they're going to give the Lady Rams of Paoli a timeout. 3:32 left to go in the first. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 11-7 your score. Paoli's on top. We'll be back in 60 seconds. 30-second
timeout. Paoli. Yes. Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Barrie Vikings.
John Gear back here at Paoli. As we're back to action, Paoli with the basketball. Street gets it over to Chastain. She'll drive baseline. Puts a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Bullock. Bullock brings it across the timeline. Gets it over to Stahl. Right wing. Going to get it to Ainsco at the top of the key as she'll reset things for the Lady Vikings. Addison. Going to travel. Got caught up there over in no man's land. Couldn't do anything with it. And Paoli will take over. Still on top, 11-7. 2:42 to go here in the first quarter. As Street will bring it across the timeline for the Rams. Ball's knocked away. Bullock has it. She'll lead the break. She'll wait for some help. Wilson. Top of the key, gets it into Ainsco. Ainsco up, off the glass, rolls around out, no good. Wilson with another offensive rebound up and in. Rachel Wilson makes it 11-9 as she is all over the offensive boards here tonight. Wilson with what I thought would be a block, going to call a foul as E.B. Kirby is going to head to the free throw line for two shots. We'll stop the clock with 2:08 to go here in the first quarter. Paoli on top by two, 11-9. Kirby's first free throw is no good. Blankenbaker checks back into the ball game for Paoli. As Kirby puts up the second, which is good. 12-9 is your score. Paoli on top. Ainsco walks it across the timeline. Gets it on top to Stahl. Over to Wilson. Wilson gets it into Ainsco. Ainsco up off the glass and good. Addison Ainsco with her fourth point makes it 12-11 in favor of Paoli. Nice pressure by Barre. Once again, another deflection. Shot up by Paoli, well off the mark. Blankenbaker rebounded it under the basket, threw it back outside. Barif takes it away, and here comes Bullock. Dribbles through traffic into Wilson. Wilson, turnaround shot, no good. Gets her own rebound. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It's going to go to Paoli. Rachel Wilson just couldn't hang on to it, but she has been a force to be reckoned with here this evening on the offensive boards as she's just having her way down low. As I assume Barre will continue to try to exploit that. As Street gets it over to Chastain across the timeline. A minute 13 to go here in the first quarter. 12-11 in favor of Paoli. Barre's played well defensively so far tonight. Chastain, baseline shot, no good. Rebounded by Wilson. Wilson's going to lead the break. Looking for help. Gets it to Stahl. Fires up a three. No good. Rebounded by Paoli. A Street. Get it back to Chastain. They'll slow things down momentarily. 40 seconds to go. Paoli on top. 12-11 here in the first quarter. Paoli looks to be content with holding for the last shot here, but they throw it away. And Stahl with the steal over to Bullock. 26 seconds. Stahl back deep for three. No good. Paoli with the rebound. 20 seconds to go here. Street gets it across the timeline to Blankenbaker. Blankenbaker gets it inside to, or kicks back out to Chastain. Shot well off the mark. Ainsco rebounds it with 8 seconds. Addison Ainsco gets it across half court. Ainsco looking to get the last shot off. Puts it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Shot goes in, but they're going to wave it off. And that's how we're going to end the first quarter of action here at Paoli. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Paoli 12, Barre 11. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
John Gere back here at Paoli High School. As we get ready to start the second quarter, Paoli on top 12-11. I want to take this chance to thank some of our sponsors. The Montgomery Rorton Club, Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery, and your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Paoli with the basketball. Looking to get it to Chastain. Top of the key. gets it over to Street, who'll put up a three off back iron. No good, and bounces off a couple Lady Rams out of bounds. Barreve will have the basketball. Paley stays with full court pressure. Barreve has handled it well thus far. Ains Coe to inbound. She gets it to Wagler. They're going to draw a foul on Street. 75 feet from the basket. Coach can't be happy about that one. Ains Coe will trigger the inbounds once again. Ball's kicked, so we're going to do it all over again. 7:39 to go here in the second. Paoli with a slim 12-11 lead. Ains Coe gets it into Stahl. Back to Ains Coe. Ains Coe ahead, throws it over Wagler's head. And that turnover will give the ball back to the Lady Rams. Other than that last possession, Barif has done well breaking the press. Just pass was a little too long for Melissa Wagler to bring in. Bailey with it. Hands it to Chastain, who somehow gets it a shot up. There's going to be a foul called. It's going to be on Hannah Foose, who has checked into the ball game for the Lady Vikings, along with Lindley Sheets. First free throw by Chastain is up and good. Is your score. 7:26 to go here in the second quarter. Chastain puts up the second one well off the mark. Rebounded by Ains Coe. So it'll stay 13-11 for the time being as Addison Ains Coe gets it across the timeline. Nice move. Takes it all the way to the hole. Ball is deflected. Ains Coe gets it back. It'll reset things for the Lady Vikings. Ains Coe with a floater in the lane. Ball got knocked away, but she's able to recover. Ains Coe, free throw line, picks up her dribble. Ball's knocked away. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Paley, so Barreve will hang on to it there. Stop the clock with 6:57 to go here in the first half. Wagler walks it across the timeline. Picks up her dribble, gets it to Ains Coe. Ains Coe gets it over to Stahl. Right wing on top to Wagler. Over to Ains Coe. Wagler thinks about a three. She drives. And is going to be called for the travel. 6:35 to go here in the first half. 13-11. Close contest here tonight in Paoli thus far. Barreve playing exceptional defense here in this first half as Ains Coe right on cue with another steal. Going to have a jump ball, and that's going to go to Barreve. As all night, Barreve has just done a great job defensively. Numerous turnovers caused, deflections, and things of that nature, and just really giving Paley fits on their offensive end. As Wagler will bring it across for the Lady Vikings. Hands it off to Ains Coe. Creeping up on 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Ains Coe looking to make a move. Gets it to Sheets. Back to Ains Coe. Ains Coe on the block. Gets it back out to Sheets. Wagler. Gets it to Foose. Foose with a 10-footer. No good. And going to get a foul on Sheets for over the back. She was going for the rebound. Going to be called for her first personal foul is Rachel Wilson. And Mariah Bullock checked back into the game for the Lady Vikings. 5:55 on the clock to go here in the first half. Paoli with a slim 2-point lead at 13-11. Shot. Street fires up a three all alone and connects. 16-11. Paoli on top. Ains Coe. Ball is knocked away by Street. He'll stay with Barreve. I want to thank the A&R Home Center and the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. for helping to bring you this Bar Eve Lady Viking broadcast. As ball was knocked around by almost everybody there, Ainsco comes back with it. 5:22 and counting to go here in the first. 16-11. Paoli on top. Ainsco looks to drive baseline. She'll rethink that. They get it into Sheets. Down low on the block. Off the glass. No good. And Paoli with the rebound as Blankenbaker has it. Street. Get things set for Paoli. Kirby. Back up top to Street. Up top to Blankenbaker. She'll put up a three. No good. Rebounded by Bailey. Looking to get it to Chastain. Down low, up and in. 18-11 your score. 4:40 to go here in the first half. And Bar Reeves going to take a timeout. They're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. And we'll do the same as there's 4:36 to go here in the first half on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Paoli 18, Bar Eve 11 will be back in 30 seconds.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
John Gear back here at Paoli. 4:36 to go here in the first half. Paoli on top, 18-11. Ainsco gets it into Wagler. Bar Eve on a little bit of a scoring drought here. Need to make up some points here before halftime. It's been a pretty close ball game up till now. This is the largest lead Paoli's had all night as Ainsco drives in the lane. Foul. Addison Ainsco will go to the free throw line. Anybody who is curious, there's another county matchup tonight as the Washington Lady Hatchets are at North Davies. After one quarter, is 18-4 in favor of the Hatchets. As we get an updated score at halftime, we'll pass that along. Ainsco's first free throw, long and no good. Ainsco looking to make good here on the second, and does. Addison Ainsco makes it 18-12 in favor of the Lady Rams. 4:20 to go here in the first half. Paoli looking to get something going here. Chastain with it, left wing. Drives baseline, picks up her dribble, throws it cross court to Street. He'll fire up a three. Short, rebounded by Stahl. 4 minutes to go here in the half. Bar Eve needs some points. Down six. 18-12. Gets it in low to Wilson. Wilson off the... No good. Little contact down low. Wilson wasn't able to get it off the glass. And Paoli back the other way with it. Another turnover by Paoli as Street throws it away. Tracy Stahl has it for the Lady Vikings. Up top to Bullock. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Addison Ainsco. Not sure what happened there. The official apparently saw something he didn't like. So Ainsco goes to the bench with three fouls. So she will be out the rest of the half, which is huge for Bar Eve at this point, as Ainsco's been doing most of the ball handling and getting the offense set. Paoli across the timeline. Cunningham with the basketball. Picks up her dribble, gets it over to Kirby. 3:10 to go here in the first half. Over to Chastain, who is carrying the load for Paoli offensively here tonight. Cunningham drives, picks up her dribble. Gets it out to Kirby. Kirby's going to get it over to Bailey. Three-pointer no good. Wilson with another rebound. Gets it up ahead to Bullock. Bullock. Wilson with another offensive rebound, up and in. Rachel Wilson with the and one, as she is just a force on the offensive boards tonight. This is her eighth offensive rebound. She puts that one up and in. And we'll head to the free throw line. for one more. 18-14 as it stands right now. Wilson looking to make it 18-15 here as she steps to the free throw line for the first of one. Up and good. 18-15 is your score. Bar Reeve making a push here at the end of the first half. 2:40 to go. Down by three, 18-15. Bar Reeve needs another turnover here. Definitely needs to get a stop. As Paoli at times looked a little shaky with the basketball. Bailey drives baseline, loses it, picks it up. Chastain picks it up, up and in. That is her, I believe, 11th point for the first half. Bullock fires up a long two-pointer. No good. It's going to be off. It's going to be off Paoli. Nice hustle by both teams. Barrie will get the basketball here. 2:07 to go. Down 5, 20-15. Wagler sets a trigger the inbounds. Gets it to Stahl. Stahl has it at the volleyball line. 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Ball is going to be off Bailey. Going to stay with the Lady Vikings. Update for the Lady Hatchet score at halftime. The Lady Hatchet's on top 22-4 over North Davies. Wagler sets a trigger the inbounds. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson's going to drive, spin move in the lane, up off the glass, left-handed and good. Nice shot, nice move in the paint by Rachel Wilson to make it 20-17. Paoli still on top with a minute 40 to go here in the first half. Street up top to Chastain. Throws it over to Bailey. He'll drive in the lane almost. I thought she was going to throw that one away. Gets over to Cunningham, who hits, gets it inside. Nice pass into Chastain. What a pass by Manship to Chastain as she adds two more. 22-17 as Wilson has it. Gets it to Stahl. Stahl drives in. No good. Ball's knocked away. Going to go back to the Lady Rams with a minute 8 left to go here in the first half. 22-17 is your score. As I mentioned earlier, Addison Ainsco on the bench now with three fouls. Barry hanging in there. Playing tough thus far. Defense has been outstanding so far. You just find an answer for Chastain. They'd have this thing well in hand as she has had 13 points, I believe, here in this first half alone. It looks like Paoli may just hold it for one shot here. 50 seconds and counting. As Chastain has it at the volleyball line. No pressure. She's just going to hold it. And let the clock run down as we're at 40 seconds and counting. Here in this first half. Paoli on top, 22-17. I want to thank the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. Cunningham now with the basketball. 18 seconds to go here in the first half. She gets it into Street. Street at the elbow, looking to do something with it. Knocked away once again. Ball is loose down at the Bar Reeve end. Cunningham has it. There's a scramble for the ball. We're going to call a jump ball with 5 seconds to go in the half. Nice hustle by both teams. I thought Bar Reeve was maybe going to steal a quick one there. Couldn't come up with it. So 5 seconds to go here in the first half. Paoli on top, 22-17. They will have the basketball. Cunningham set to inbound it. Street has it. She's going to race up the court. 2 seconds. Cunningham at the buzzer. Got it! Three-point basket at the buzzer for Madison Cunningham. To make it 25-17 in favor of Paoli. Not the way you want to end the first half if you're Bar Reeve. But all in all, not a bad first half. They're right in this thing. As we're going to take a quick break on the JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. It's halftime here at Paoli. Lady Rams on top, 25-17. We'll be back right after this.
Put a big red bow on your new ride this Christmas season during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center. Now's the time to cash in on the biggest deals of the year. Choose the 2019 Jeep Cherokees at $22,208 or a 2018 Jeep Renegade four-wheel drive only $23,114. How about the new 2019 Ram Laramies, now with up to $9,000 in rebates? See sales team for details. The biggest deals of the year going on now during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
The Schwartz & Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Schwartz & Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Schwartz & Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back here at halftime, Paoli with a 25-17 lead over Bar Reeve. Go over some quick first half scoring totals. First for Paoli. Paoli was led in scoring by Keaton Chastain with 13 points, followed up by Audrey Blankenbaker, Madison Cunningham, and Madison Street, all with 3 points. Sierra Manship chipped in 2 points, and Evie Kirby with a lone free throw make to give Paley their 25 points at the half. For your Bar Reeve Lady Vikings, they were led in scoring by Rachel Wilson with 9 first half points, followed by Addison Ainsco with 5, and Tracy Stahl with 3. For their 17 points in the first half. So just 3 Lady Vikings in the scoring column thus far, but right in the thick of this ball game, as it's been a pretty close game up until at the very end. Paoli opened up a little bit of a lead, but Bar Reeve has been playing great defense. Just have had a few things not go their way. Addison Ainsco picked up her 3rd personal foul towards the end of the second quarter on a somewhat mysterious call, and that put her on the bench for the last few minutes of the first half. So I know Bar Reeve is going to want to get it back low into Wilson, who has done a great job down low, just been an absolute animal on the offensive glass. And I know that Bar Reeve is going to have to look to continue to attack that and to keep that going to get back in this ball game. Down 8 points here at halftime, 25-17. If you're just joining us, also a update of area scores. Washington at halftime on top of North Davies Lady Basketball action. Washington on top 22-4 at halftime. So it's all Lady Hatchets up at the Cougars Den here tonight. As we have about 5 minutes left in halftime, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with second half action. Right here on the General, 95.9, 101.3, and AM 1580.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graver Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Helena Agra Enterprises is proud to support Daviess County farmers and our local athletes. Crop health and crop safety is a top priority for Helena Agra Enterprises as we work with area farmers to maximize your yields in a cost-effective way. From the latest product advancements to the experienced staff we have on hand to answer your questions one-on-one, put Helena Agra Enterprises to work for you on the farm. Helena Agra Enterprises in Montgomery is a proud supporter of the Bar Reeve Vikings.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
John Gere back here at Paoli High School as we are a minute 20 seconds away from second half action. Paoli on top 25-17. I want to thank Montgomery Medical Associates, Dr. Merle Hosapple, for being the halftime sponsor here for tonight's broadcast. Both teams have made their way back onto the court, finished their warm-ups, and now are getting their last-minute instructions from their respective head coaches. We'll be on the air with you once again next Tuesday as the Lady Vikings travel to Oakland City to take on Wood Memorial. We'll have that game for you right here on the General. Airtime 7:45. Tip-off will be approximately 8 o'clock. As Bar Reeve breaks the huddle and is ready to start things here in the second half, Bar Reeve will start with the basketball, trailing 25-17. Addison Ainsco will inbound the basketball as Bar Reeve looking to cut into the 8-point lead that Paley has here as we get started here with second half action. Ainsco has the basketball, is going to be double teamed. She gets across the timeline. Ainsco picks up her dribble, looking for some help. Barry needs to do something with it. Gets it to Stahl all alone. Kicks it back out to Bullock, who drives off the glass. No good. Wilson with another offensive rebound up and in. Rachel Wilson picks up right where she left off. Makes it 25-19 to cut into the Lady Ram lead. And Barry with another steal. Bullock, nice crossover dribble. Nice pass into Ainsco. No good. Wilson with another rebound off the glass and good. Rachel Wilson single-handedly has got Bar Eve right back into this game. 25-21 here. 7:14 to go here in the third quarter as Paoli misses the easy shot back out to Street for three. Well off the mark. Rebounded by Paoli. Chastain, they throw it away. Stahl with the steal this time. Stahl slows it down. Gets it to Bullock, who thought about a three. Kicks it over to Ainsco for three. Short. Rebounded by guess who? Rachel Wilson. Bullock fires up a long three-pointer, no good. Long rebound is going to go to Paoli. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Paoli on top, 25-21. Three-point attempt from Paoli on the way up and good by Rice. Jacqueline Rice with the three-pointer makes it 28-21 in favor of Paoli. Wagler, top of the key, over to Ainsco. Ainsco looking to get it into Wilson. Ainsco drives, spin move in the lane, shot off the mark, rebounded by Rice. She gets it to Street. Rice, top of the key once again, fires up a shot, no good. Bullock gets it to Wagler, under six to go. Wagler, cross court to Stahl, who'll put up a three, airballs it. Paoli back the other way. Fast and furious here in the second half so far for both teams as Rice with an uncontested layup on the other end. Makes it 30-21. Paoli's biggest lead of the game. Barrie had it down to just four just a minute ago. And Paoli opening things up with 5 points from Jacqueline Rice. As Ainsco has it, top of the key. Picks up her dribble, looking for help. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson over to Stahl, left wing. Ball batted away. Going to stay with the Lady Vikings. Stops the clock with 5:14 to go here in the third quarter. Paoli on top, 30-21. Wagler has the basketball for Barrie. Gets it to Ainsco. Ainsco, top of the key. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson fires up a long two-pointer off the front iron. No good. Rice with the rebound. Rice is going to lead the break. Gets it over to Kirby. Kirby to Street. Chastain has it top of the key over to Rice. Rice fires up a three. Airballs it. Ball is going to be Bar Reeves as Ainsco gets it over to Wagler. Over to Stahl for a wide open three-point shot. Got it. Tracy Stahl with her second three-pointer of the game makes it 30-24 in favor of Paoli. 4:15 to go here in the third quarter. Wilson almost with a steal. Backdoor pass to Chastain up and in. Nice ball movement by the Lady Rams. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 32-24 is your score. Paoli on top. Ainsco over to Wagler. Top of the key to Stahl. Wilson with it. Ainsco going to reset the offense for the Lady Vikings. Ainsco got bailed out there as Chastain knocked it away. Ainsco had picked up her dribble and kind of got herself in a precarious position. But we'll reset things once again. 3:33 to go here in the third. Ainsco drives baseline, kicks it out to Wagler. Stahl with it, thinks about a three, gets it over to Wagler. Wagler is going to pick up a foul. So Barrie will inbound it under their own basket here with 3:19 to go in the third quarter, down 32-24. Wholesale substitution for the Lady Rams. Blankenbaker, Bailey, and Cunningham into the ballgame. Wagler with it to Stahl, looking to clear it out to get it to Wilson. Wilson's got position. Can't find her. Stahl, or excuse me, Bullock, drives. Going to get a foul on floor. So Barreve will inbound it once again. Stops the clock, 3:02 to go here in the third quarter. Still 32-24, Paoli. Ainsco in the corner. Gets it to Bullock. Bullock's double-teamed. Fires a shot up, no good. Rebounded by Paoli. And Rice brings it across the timeline. Cunningham now with it. 2:45 and counting to go here in the third quarter. Rice with it down low on the block. Shot no good. Rebounded by Stahl. Tracy Stahl gets it across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Nobody picks her up. Shot from the free throw line, no good. Wilson tipped it, but Blankenbaker comes up with it for Paoli. Rice left alone for three and got it. Jacqueline Rice, 8 points, all here in the second half, as Barry's going to talk things over on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 2:14 to go here in the third. 35-24, Paoli. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back right after this.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself
back
these questions.
Paoli, John Gere.
How will I know if I'm using my prescription
here
properly?
Third, Paoli on top. 35-24, Barreve will have the basketball. We want to thank the Landmark Surveying Company in Washington. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. And your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores for being proud Barreve Lady Viking sponsors. Ainsco with the basketball. Cunningham all over. Gets it down low to Wilson. Wilson up and in. Rachel Wilson. 6 points here in the third quarter. Makes it 35-26. Three-point basket made by Bailey on the other end. It's now 38-26 in favor of Paoli. Wilson with it. Gets it into Ainsco. Ainsco is going to reset things at the top of the key. Wagler gets it to Ainsco. Ainsco will fire up a three. Rebounded by Rice. She'll come away with it with a minute 13 to go. Paoli opened up a lead here at 38-26. Ball tipped away by Wilson. Paoli will have it. Will inbound it under their own basket. As I mentioned earlier, it's been fast and furious thus far here in the third quarter. Paoli has opened up a 12-point lead at 38-26. Street inbounds it to Chastain. Gets it into Rice. Nice pass. Nice ball movement once again by the Lady Rams as Chastain makes it 40-26 as we're under a minute to go here in the third. Bullock with the basketball. Gets it to Ainsco. Ainsco drives. Shot off the mark. Rebounded by Paoli as Rice brings it the other way. 44 seconds to go in the third. Rice picks up her dribble. Gets it to Cunningham. They hit the buzzer beater going into halftime. Looks like Paoli once again will be content just to hold for the last shot here. There's 27 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Paoli on top, 40-26. Take its opportunity to thank Stop and See, Famous Fish Sandwiches and more in Montgomery. Rice fires up a three from the volleyball line and got it. 43-26. Ainsco throws it away. Cunningham with it. Almost had another buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter. But after three quarters here at Paoli on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, it's 43-26 in favor of Paoli. We're going to take a 60-second break. We'll be back right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
John Gere back here at Paoli High School as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of action. Paoli on top, 43-26. See if I can use the English language a little bit better right now. I want to thank Blake and Wagler. See, I can't even do that. Blake and Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. And the prescription shop on State Street in Washington. As Rice fires up another long three-pointer. Missed that one. Rebounded by Hannah Foose. Stall with it. Trying to get it inside. Paoli with the steal, and Rice comes back with it. Nice pass down low. Easy basket by Kirby. Don't know where Rice was in the first half, but she has been a force to be reckoned with here in the second half of action for Paoli. 45-26 is your score. 7-11 to go here in the ballgame. Ainsco to Wagler. Wagler having trouble hanging on to it. Paoli comes up with it. Street knocked away. Picked up by Barreve. Foose is going to draw the foul. I think it was on the... No, they're going to say she was shooting, so they're going to send her to the free throw line. Stops the clock with 6:54 to go here in the ballgame. Hannah Foose, first free throw, off the mark. Mariah Bullock checks back into the game for Barreve. 45-26 is your score. Just under 7 to go here in the ballgame as Hannah Foose steps back to the line for her second free throw attempt. This one is good. 45-27 is your score. Paoli right back at it. Rice with a nice touch pass into Chastain, who misses the two-footer, gets her own rebound. Puts it back up, makes it 47-27. Paoli now with a 20-point advantage over the Lady Vikings. Bullock with the basketball. 6.5 to go. Gets it into Ainsco. Ainsco kicks it out to Stahl. Gets it to Foose. Foose puts a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Sheets. And going to have a jump ball. So Barreve will retain possession. Bullock will inbound it with 6-16. Easy for me to say. Left to go here in the game. Stall with it, top of the key. Gets it over to Bullock. Bullock down low to Sheets. Shot's knocked away. Ainsco tries to save it. Foose is going to get the foul drawn. Going to draw another foul as Chastain went in there like a bull in a china shop. That is her second foul. Cunningham sets a check back into the ballgame for Paoli. Ainsco will inbound it for the Lady Vikings. 6 minutes even to go here in the ballgame. 47-27. Paoli. Stahl. Throws it over to the bench. And Paoli will take over. Wagler checks back into the ballgame for Bari. .553 and counting to go here in the ballgame. Paoli with things well in hand on top, 47-27. Another Barreve steal as Melissa Wagler will get it across the timeline for the Lady Vikings. Over to Ainsco. Ainsco, cross-court pass to Bullock, will fire up a three and got it. Barreve's going to call timeout. 5:28 to go here in the ballgame on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Paoli 47, Barreve 30. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
Washington Chrysler Center deal of the month is a 2019 Dodge Journey. These are perfect for your family hauling from ball games to school, work, and back home. And now during the Black Friday sales event at Washington Chrysler, you can own a new 2019 Journey for as low as $18,687. That's right, rebates and incentives up to $5,500 mean big savings for you. Only 9 in stock, these will go fast. See the sales team today and take your new Dodge Journey home during the Black Friday sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center or online at WashingtonChryslerCenter.net.
5:28 to go here as Paoli on top, 47-30. Things well in control here as things have been back and forth in the last part of the third quarter. Paoli just opened up a big lead, and Barreve hasn't had an answer thus far. As Rice with another beautiful pass inside to Cunningham for an easy two-pointer. Jacqueline Rice doing a little bit of everything here in the second half for Paoli. Now makes it 49-30 as Ainsco drives, is going to draw the foul. And Paoli has, in spurts, has played extremely well, as has Barreve. Barreve, more so in the first half, played outstanding defense. And Rachel Wilson has all game done well on the offensive boards, but Paoli so far has just been a little too tough for Barreve to handle. Paoli's up 19 here, 49-30, with 5 minutes to go. As get the five-second call as Addison Ainsco couldn't get the ball inbounds. So Paoli will take over. As Cunningham will bring it across for Paoli. Rice with it. Rice is going to drive. Nice pass. Shot is blocked by Wilson. Wagler, ball's on the floor, knocked away. Rice comes back up with it, another nice pass. Bullock's going to foul Bailey. So Bailey, basket, count the basket. She'll go to the free throw line. 51-30 is your score. As Bailey steps the line to convert to three-point play. Shot is up and good. 52-30. 4.5 to go here in the ballgame. Paoli on top. Bullock on top to Wagler. Ainsco gets it to Wilson. Wilson drives baseline. Nice pass into Ainsco. Off the glass and good. Addison Ainsco, their seventh point of the evening. Blankenbaker in the corner all alone. Rebound by Ainsco. Ainsco falls down. Looks like she hurt an ankle. And that will stop play here. Hopefully she's okay. As they attend to her, we're going to take a break. Well, she's actually getting up now, so we'll see. Hopefully it's nothing too serious as she tries to walk it off. Stops the clock with 3:59 to go here in the fourth quarter. Paoli on top, 52-32. So we'll see. Looks like Addison's going to be okay. See if she can stay in the game or not here. As they address the... Looks like she's going to stay in the game, so... That's good to see. Actually, they're probably going to bring in Tracy Stahl here for Addison Ainsco, but it's good to see her walk off the court under her own power, so... Doesn't look like anything too serious for Ainsco. Paoli will have the basketball here. Just a tick under 4 minutes to go. As Paoli gets it across the timeline, over to Blankenbaker. Bailey to Rice. Rice takes it, dishes it to Chastain. Easy. 2 points for Paoli, 54-32. Bullock wanting the basketball. Stahl got away with a walk there. Gets it over to Wagler. To Wilson. Going to have a foul on Rice on the play, it looks like. That'll stop the clock with 3:28 to go. Wilson set to inbound. Ball. It's one of those freak plays. Rice knocked it right back to Wilson. She's standing out of bounds and just out of habit catches the basketball. So that turnover will give it back to Paoli. 3.5 to go here in the game. It's all Lady Rams right now. 54-32. Street gets it to Rice. Rice. Putting on a dribbling clinic. Out top of the key. Gets it over to Bailey. Ball is stolen away by Wagler. Wagler kicks it back out to Bullock. They're going to call her for the travel. Stops clock with 2:56 to go here in the ballgame. Manship back in the game for Paoli. As Ainsco is going to check in for Hannah Foose. Chastain set to inbound it. Street will walk it across the timeline. Chastain has it. Ball almost stolen away by Wilson. Paoli will inbound it on the near side. 2:42 left to go here in the ballgame. Rice throws it away. Ainsco picks it off. Up ahead to Wagler. Wagler kicks it out to Bullock, who'll put up a three. No good. Ball's knocked around. Is going to stay with Bar Reeve. The home faithful want it to be Paoli basketball, but with a 22-point advantage, Barry's going to get a few here and there. Ainsco in trouble, throws it away. Street comes up with it for the Lady Rams. She'll bring it across with 2:12 to go here in the ballgame. Gets it to Rice. Rice back up top. Going to call a deflection there as Chastain up and in for two more. 23 points on the night for Chastain. Ainsco all the way to the hoop. In good. 56-34 is your score. Minute 48 to go here in the ballgame. Paoli going to come away with a victory here tonight. As Rice kicks it out to Manship. To Chastain for another uncontested two-pointer. Minute 30 to go. 58-34 is your score. Bar Reeve is going to call timeout. JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 58-34 in favor of Paoli. A buck 25 to go. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Actually, we'll just keep it right here as Bar Reeve set to break the timeout. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be back on the air with the Lady Vikings next Tuesday, December the 4th. It's hard to believe it's December already. As the Lady Vikings travel to Wood Memorial. Airtime 7:45, tip off at 8 o'clock. We've got a minute 25 left in this one. Paoli on top, 58-34. This may not be the smartest thing I've ever said, but it does sound, this game has been a lot closer than what the score would indicate. Paoli went on a run in the first part of the second half after Rachel Wilson scored 4 points unanswered, got it down to a 4-point lead, and then Paoli just went on a run and has never looked back as Bullock fires up a long 2-pointer, no good. Ball's knocked around, out of bounds. Paoli will have it. And Paoli, just too much firepower here tonight as they're going to hand Bar Reeve a loss here on the road. As we've got subs in for Paoli for the most part. Number 34 for Paoli into the ball game. Casey McBride, her first 2 points of the evening. As we're a minute to go here in the ball game, Wagler. Over to Stahl. Back to Wagler. Looking to get something going here. Gets it to Sheets. Baseline. Ball's knocked around. Paoli's going to come up with it. 46 seconds left. 60-34. Is a score. Paoli has the basketball. Probably just going to hold here. As they're happy to just move it around the perimeter and come away here with a victory tonight, 60-34. Ball is knocked away, though, out of bounds. Bar Reeve's going to come up with it. So 21.8 seconds to go here in the ball game. Bar Reeve going to have one last chance here to add to their point total. Bullock with the basketball. She'll walk it across the timeline. Want to thank a couple of my favorite high school students, Austin Gear and Kyle Mann, for tuning in this evening. As Stahl puts up a three-pointer in the corner and got it. Her ninth point of the evening, and that is how we're going to end this contest. 60-37 is the final score. Paoli on top. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up with the post-game show, hand out an award, and we'll do all that right after this break.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download. Streaming movies with virtually no buffering and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
This Christmas, give the gift that says, "You've been good this year." Give a new Ford from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Why? Because when someone does the right thing, it's important to let them know that you've noticed. Plus, right now, during Ford's Built for the Holidays event, you can save with special financing and cash back options to qualified buyers. Ford, because doing the right thing matters. Drive one home for Christmas from Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com.
John Gear back here at Paoli High School, as Paoli was victorious here this evening, 60-37 over the Lady Vikings of Bar Eve. Want to thank Alex Knepp with German American Investments for being the postgame sponsor here this evening as we go over some final stats here for the Lady Vikings. They were led in scoring by Rachel Wilson, who led the team with 15 points, followed by Addison Ainsco and Tracy Stahl, both with 9 points. And Hannah Foose with the lone free throw for 1 point to give Bar Reeve their total on the evening. As I mentioned earlier, we'll be back on the air with Lady Viking basketball next Tuesday, December the 4th, as Bar Reeve travels to Wood Memorial. Tip off 7:45, airtime 7:45, tip off at 8 o'clock. Last but certainly not least is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game Award. And to no surprise to anyone, that's going to go to Rachel Wilson, who led Bar Eve in scoring with 15 points, had a double-double here this evening, and was just, as I mentioned, all throughout the broadcast, was just an absolute force to be reckoned with on the offensive boards. And overall, just a great performance tonight by Rachel Wilson is our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And that's going to do it for us here at Paoli. Again, Bar Eve falls to the Lady Rams of Paoli, 60-37. Want to thank Renee Lyle for keeping me on track and on time here this evening. And from all of us at the General and DLC Media, hope you have a great night, and we'll see you again next time.
Bar Eve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by
the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game.